Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny? Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
So I put out a call a couple of weeks ago for some jokes to be sent in, Jim, DM me.
You're blaming it on someone else.
Well, I am. Donkey.
Donkey.
That's it. He always calls me that. Say donkey, right? And Donkey sent through two, Jim. So I'm going to read you out two jokes here. They're from Donkey, and this is the quality that I get, which isn't great.
So is this like an off-air conversation before you do your joke?
No, this is an on-air conversation before the joke. We're on air, Jim, aren't we? With the
no,
red light on?
I don't think we are.
Smallest red light you've ever seen, by the way.
They're not as small as some of the ones around here.
Oh, raps.
Couple of very private red lights flashing around this neighborhood.
And you get a can of Coke. I started a new business on the weekend, Fat. It's called Deer Fishing. It's really bringing in the big bucks. Got a load of dough in the bank now. That's what Donkey sends me, Jim. But his best one.
What was that?
It's a joke I get.
So that was a joke.
So, Donkey, you got to get better. But I didn't mind this one from the Donk. What's the stupidest animal in the jungle, Jim? The stupidest.
What?
A polar bear. It shouldn't be there. It should be in the Antarctic, Jim. But it's in the jungle.
No, Arctic, even.
Antarctica.
No, not Antarctica. The Arctic is where you find polar bears.
Well, so, what's
so
Antarctica?
It's factually incorrect
what's
and not
the
funny.
The Antarctica?
Oh, I can't. Rabbits. Rabbits.
Yes. So
hit
that's
the right button.
So donkey,
don't blame it on Donkey.
Donkey's got to get
that's
better.
That's your garbage jokes. Well, the first was just a boring story.
Exactly, Donkey.
And then the second one.
Oh, no, we got the hula bula. Oh. Come on, Donkey.
Make the most out of that 5 minutes of radio.
Yeah, that won't be going on our
highlights. I don't reckon. That won't be going on the listener app.
It'd be interesting to see how you take this joke. A horse walks into the bar, Jim.
Oh, yes.
The barman says, "Why the long face?"
Oh, my God.
The horse says, "Get that can't be it.
What is that?
Well, the horse is shitty with the barman saying that.
That's not even an attempt at a joke.
No,
now, look, he's going through his phone to find another one. And good.
Here we go. I just wanted to get your reaction with
here
that
Here we
one.
Go with the joke.
Righto, here we go, Jim.
Yep.
And it's a thesaurus joke, Jim. People send me in now.
Oh, God.
Thesaurus jokes. You ready?
Yes.
My wife accused me of stealing her thesaurus, Jim.
Thesaurus, yes.
Not only was I shocked, I was appalled, aghast, and dismayed.
Oh, my God. Where's he at?
Well, he's used that before this year.
I have not.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
No, that was the other thesaurus when I swallowed it. Oh, I had the thesaurus throat.
Oh, my God. So Rabs is laughing at your inability to say the word, not that any of it's funny.
So he gets it where you don't.
No.
Have you got any sense of humour?
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
Never around you, funnily
You're
enough.
Very negative.
So, Rabs.
I'd hate you. There we go. Sucked in, Jimmy. Sucked in.
Is that getting plastic?
That's good.
That first thing was the worst joke you've ever told.
The best.
And then you retold another one.
No, that's all new. Brand new from Anthony Will.
No.
Anthony Will.
Or no.
No. Tomorrow, Jim, a protest has been organised about fairy bread. Police are expecting hundreds and thousands to be there. Jim.
No, but rabbits.
Fairy bread.
What he's doing now
fairy
is...
Fairy bread, which is not right.
What you're doing now is you're trawling the internet for the worst possible joke you can find.
That's sent through to me, and I don't mind it, to be honest. I think it's all right. But Rabs, don't fall for this.
No, Rabs. I hit the wrong button yesterday.
You did.
No, you didn't.
No, he did. Here we are.
Hooly dooly.
Let's pick it back up again. Here we go. Rabs, now. Boys, jump in the rabbits. What are you doing?
Get stuck, you hooly dooly.
Any buttons. Fat. Oh, yeah. What the hell? We got them both going. Get rid of that other one, rabbits. No, other one.
That's it.
Here we are.
Rabbits. Got in late last night to Sydney Gym, and I saw Sean Connery on the TV box, okay?
Right. Yes, TV box.
I'm just getting into character as we speak.
Yes, Jim. good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes, Sean Connery.
I reckon, the seventh time you've told that joke on...
Guess, wait for this. This is the eighth.
Right.
What time does Sean Connery go to Wimbledon to watch the game, Jim? What time?
What time does he go?
Ten-ish.
Oh, no.
That's hideous.
That's terrible.
There's more.
There better be more.
He was sitting in his lounge room, poor old Sean, Jim,
yes.
And a heap of books fell on top of him, all on his head.
Yes.
You know what he said?
What did he say?
I only have myself to blame.
Oh, that's better. That's better. I can see Least Dangerous Dave, man with a head like a bum, out the front here. He is appalled at the standard of those three Sean Connery jokes.
I only have my shelf.
Here he comes. Look.
Dangerous. Where is the bum?
Dangerous has just trash talked you through the door.
Well, he can get stuffed. Is he still around? I thought he got the arse.
He's the number one radio jock on the station.
And because you're in Sydney and because you pushed my buttons yesterday.
Yeah.
You only have myself to blame.
Boule boule.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Or not?
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
Jim.
Yes.
I spent $7,000 on a black Angus bull.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him out with the herd to do a bit of his business, you know, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Bill. Yeah.
But he just ate grass and wouldn't even look at a cow.
Mm-hmm.
I was beginning to think I'd paid too much and the bull wasn't worth it. Anyway, I got a vet to come out and he had a look at him, Jim, and he said the bull's very healthy, but possibly just a little young. So the vet gave me some pills to feed the bull, one a day, Jim.
Mm.
So I started after a couple of days. Well, the bull did he get going, Jim. He started to service the cows within 2 days. All the cows done and dusted.
Yep.
He even broke through the fence, Jim, and shagged the cows next door in the neighbor's fence. Don't worry about that, the paddock. He was going berserk. He was like a machine, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but, gee, they taste kind of
peppermintly.
Oh, no. What? They taste like peppermint.
Peppermintly. Oh, no. Oh, no. Only slaughtered it, but then got the word wrong.
Oh, it tastes real funny, Jim.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What is that? What a disappointing way to finish the week.
What a way to finish.
Oh, no. The only button you could press, Rabbit.
We're going to have an inquiry. You, me and Dan.
Peppermintly.
Peppermintly. That's what they tasted like. Oh, look at Flogville over there. Enjoy Perth. I'm sending Mouse around. He can stay with you and Lisa.
There we are. It is the only way.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.